Well, I'll say it again. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and thank you very much for being one of our listeners, one of our hundreds of thousands of listeners, soon to be a million listeners. Our next guest, my co-host is the one, the only, Peter Meyerson.
Jeffrey, it's a pleasure, as it always is, to be here with you.
Thank you very much, Peter. Peter, where have you been? You've been working?
I've been thinking.
Doing deals?
Doing deals.
Okay. So our next guest is Alexis Brickner, owner and founder of Alexis Marie Photography and Design. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about AMP and Design.
So Alexis Marie Photography and Designs really launched in about 2015. So I moved to here from New Jersey 5 years ago, and it was for a public relations job that I decided really was not for me. Me being the creative type and being active, I didn't want to sit at a desk all day being stuck behind a computer. So I decided to take a hobby and put it into a business form. And 5 years later, I have my dream business, doing what I love most, meeting new people every day, photographing beautiful properties anywhere from the South Shore, North Shore, to the Cape and the Islands, as well as Rhode Island and Connecticut.
I assume there's a lot of competition out there.
There is, yes.
So how do you distinguish yourself?
Right. So it's really me setting myself apart in the sense of how I cater to my clientele. So I work with the agents from everything from the scheduling of the appointment to the editing of the photos to the delivery of the photos. I am on hand, I say 24 hours a day, which I really shouldn't say, but they have my direct number, they have my email, and I say I'm available anytime for questions, concerns, anything that they need, I'm always available.
So what are the challenges? What's the biggest challenge you face in your work?
As you say, competition. There are many photographers out there. Now that we have the camera phones, it is quite hard to market myself as a photographer when everyone now is a quote-unquote photographer. So again, it's setting myself apart with my images, with the clientele and my target audience. So when I advertise myself, I always say, I understand that you have, means to take your own photos, but let me be the professional. Let me have you enjoy your event. You can relax, actually enjoy yourself, and I will take care of the photo taking.
So do you do weddings and things like that too?
I do some weddings. I don't really advertise as a wedding photographer per se, only because I found my niche really is real estate. It's where I found I could be the most creative in the sense of, staging the home, is getting a certain angle that makes the room look ginormous.
Your website is beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful house. So is that a staged house that you took a picture of?
Most likely, yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you very
much. So do you do the staging?
I do. I have a friend that I could bring in to do staging. She has her own company. But if the things in the home I can work with on my own, I will rearrange accordingly, take things out, bring things in. You will find some photos will actually have the same arrangement of flowers or some sort of statue that has been seen in another photo. Again, I work with what I have, if need be.
No, that's interesting. So do you work with anybody? Do you have any partners?
Right now, I'm by myself. I've gotten to the point where I do need an assistant. So I would say in the next couple of weeks, be looking actively for an additional photographer as well as.
But I see a lot of. Portraits.
I do
a lot of some food.
Yes.
And I see a lot of real estate. Are there other categories that you work in?
Not really. Okay,
well, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. So that too, I like to kind of spread myself out in different avenues in terms of photography. So I don't just base myself as a real estate photographer. I work with the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce. I work with the South Shore Young Professionals, who is underneath the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. I do photography for those groups. Again, as you mentioned, I do portraits.
Right.
Which I
love. See some weddings here.
Like I said, I do some weddings.
Right.
They can be quite stressful. It's you definitely need a second photographer.
You have more female pictures than male pictures. It's interesting.
I have some males in there.
You have a couple.
I'll rearrange.
Couple of grooms.
Couple of grooms.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Were you always entrepreneurial?
I was. So actually, my dad, he has his own business in New Jersey, and I worked with him while I was in college. So I had the opportunity to see how he worked, how the inner workings of a business, and it could be stressful at times. But again, I love doing my own thing. I love being my own boss, doing things my way, being able to take the, you know, take things under myself and do things how I want to have them done.
So did you have any training in photography, or did you just sort of learn it?
Well, I took a class in college, so yeah. I had the background of it. And then I stepped into a real estate company, their marketing company based in Denver, and it was, you know, real estate based. So I was with them for a year and a half, got my you know, grip on the real estate aspect of photography, and decided that's really where I wanted to take my business. So I was with them for a year and a half. I was with a company down in Plymouth for about a year, so I actually just left them back in May and decided to go out completely on my own.
So you were with somebody else?
I was. But pretty much the training, I got you know, a little bit of training, but more, you know, self-taught.
That's what I was sort of getting at is, you know, mm-hmm. what your background was and kind of how you got to where you got to. Mm-hmm. So where do you go from here? I mean, what is your 5-year plan?
My 5-year plan? Well, I would love to, again, have a team. I'd love to have at least 2 other photographers on board so I can have, you know, I have multiple clients, you know, same day where I can say, I'll take one, you guys take the other 2 or take the other 3. You know, it depends on how many I have that day. And just have it would be where everyone's content, everyone's happy with the products. I can be quite picky, again, with the images. I'm very particular. So my concern is finding someone that will work well with me as well as produce, you know, what I like to see being under my name. So
that's the classic problem with employees.
Exactly.
I just found a lot of dogs on your website, so now I'm happy. Now that we found the dogs.
You can count on Jeffrey to find a dog.
How do most people find you?
On my website, which is Alexis Marie Photography and, or I'm sorry, Photo and Designs .com. I just had it changed. I had it shortened, actually. I have Instagram, which is Alexis Marie P as in Paul and D as in David S. I had to shorten that for the platform. So
great.
Do you find that to be the most effective way to get yourself out there?
Website-wise, I do. I get a lot of inquiries through my message system, as well as Facebook. Facebook has become a huge platform for me as well.
Okay.
I actually have over 1,000 likes, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Well, so that Chamber of Commerce work doesn't hurt.
Right. And again, it's I've got.
That's where we have 99.9% women pictures. That's all right.
Just for you, I'll put more men on my website.
Well, you can take some pictures of Nathan. He's got the best hair. Look at him.
Actually, it is quite nice hair.
That hair is spectacular. Right. Right.
Not mine, though.
None of us like anything about Nathan other than his hair.
It's the hair. That's it.
So just to be repetitive, we've been speaking with Alexis Brickner, owner and founder, Alexis Marie Photography and Design. And I know you said it earlier, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
Again, on my website, alexismariephotoanddesigns.com.
Good. And you'll send us some more pictures?
Absolutely.
Of Nathan?
Absolutely. And the hair.
Absolutely. And the hair. Thank you. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, making remarks you didn't look forward to with Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Raznick, Meyerson, and Plaut.
That's it.
That's it. We'll take a break.